Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Friday. You have made it to the weekend, and I hope you're already making plans to join us at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Or if you're out of town, make sure you join us on live. You can find our live stream at 9:30 or 11 Sunday mornings at live.sugarhill.church. Or you can always find the archives on the app or online and just push the replay button and pick the week. But I hope we'll see you Sunday morning. Today, we want to take a look at what we really believe about the world. Let me read this quote to you from Pastor Rick Warren from Saddleback Church in California. He says, "Your worldview includes how you see God, yourself, others, the past, present, and future, money, time, good, and evil. It influences everything in your life. Every time you make a decision, you access the worldview database in your brain and decide that because I believe this, this is what I'm going to do. Your worldview influences every choice that you make." I couldn't agree more with what Rick Warren says in that quote. Our worldview is indeed the lens through which we view everything. And then Rick Warren, in one of his books, lists the seven worldviews that are prevalent in America, and I would say prevalent in our church, in our community, on our ball teams, everywhere we're at. And listen to what these are. Number one, materialism. And you can kind of sum these up in one sentence bites, which are, he who dies with the most toys wins. I've been there, and you know people that are there, and you might be there. Number two, narcissism. I've got to think of me first. If I don't take care of me, nobody will. Number three, hedonism. Just go ahead and do what feels good. Forget if there's any moral perspective or any biblical perspective about whether you should or could. It's just go ahead and do it. If it feels good, do it. Number four, isolationism. Whatever works for you, just do it. But you've got this singular path. We're all going to wind up at the same place anywhere. So just do your thing. Number five, atheism or naturalism. That God doesn't really exist. There's no divine order to the world. Maybe we look at that and say, number six, humanism, which is, I'm my own God. You can be your own God. Let's just pick gods. Or number seven, biblical or Christian, which is God made us for his purposes. You see, most descriptions of a biblical or a Jesus worldview say there's this all-powerful, all-knowing God who created the universe. I believe that with all my being, that he created absolute moral truth and stated it in the Bible. I believe that with all my being, that God sent Jesus for the redemption of the world to be a living sacrifice for our sins. I believe that with all my being. But there's an active evil in this world led by Satan who works to wreck and ruin the work of God's goodness. And this life is not all there is, and we have hope for eternal life through Christ. You know, our worldview can go a little further. It becomes personal, maybe a tad more positive, but still based on Scripture. The fact that I was created by God of the universe, you were too. We are not an accident. God knows our name. God is our Heavenly Father. Because of our faith in Jesus and his death on the cross, we can be God's adopted son. He loves us unconditionally, no matter what we do or have done. That his love is unending and overwhelming. He is always available, and he hears us when we pray. And over time, he answers every prayer and answers it with what is best for us. You see, when our worldview puts God in the right priority in our life, then we recognize that he's provided a Waterford crystal clear set of rules for our behavior. But he's also given us biblical role models to emulate, most especially his own son, Jesus. And he's given us day by day, situation by situation, spiritual guides via the Holy Spirit of God living and breathing in our life. God uses everything for good over time. I know all the bad stuff of life came with the fall of man, and that in time all will be restored and made right. I just simply trust that God is and God will keep living, loving, and serving people. You see, our job in all of this is to worship, to love, and to serve. And so when we do that, we can trust God with our outcome. You know, I've lived a lot of my life, and maybe you have too, with a what's in it for me worldview. Constantly unhappy, critical, stressed. But when Jesus found me and I was able to accept all his love, all his forgiveness, all of a sudden, I find myself being able to recognize I am still being changed. I am still in a metamorphosis to become more like him. I know that life can be lived to the fullest, And when things get wonky in my life, then I realize I've kind of slipped back into my stinking thinking days, and I have to set my Christian view aside, and that's what happens. When I get my worldview completely out of whack, my life falls apart. Well, how do you get back on course? Great question. Worship, pray, and you'll find God waiting for you right where you left off. What's your worldview today? Not a hypothetical Sunday school version. What do you really look at and interpret life with? And if it's something less than the presence of the Spirit of God, life's going to get a little funky for you. So my friend, choose Christ today. Choose to walk with God today. And I'll promise you, He's right there waiting on you. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.